Maverick season came to an end on Friday night in that play-in game against the Memphis Grizzlies. And now the offseason is upon us. And joining us to talk about that game and more is the head coach of the Mavericks. We say good morning to Jason Kidd.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
All right. We're doing great, and I bet you're doing well now. You're finally getting some sleep now that the season is over. You probably feel bright-eyed and bushy-tailed talking with us this morning.
Well, I don't know about bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I mean, I'm bright-eyed because of the freaky green alien eyes that I have that are so beautiful, but I wouldn't say that I'm bushy-tailed. I mean, I'm manscaped, so, I mean, I don't look like I have a bison ass or anything like that, you know. Now, sometimes I do let it get a little out of control in the off-season, and my ass hair grows wild, and I get a little yeti-like, but nothing that I would describe as a bushy tail, just more of a tasteful shag carpet.
Okay, fair enough. It's just a saying, but anyway, the loss on Friday in the play-in game to the Grizzlies, and now you are finally at the end of the road.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, that's one way of looking at it, but it's not an accurate way of looking at it. I mean, this isn't the end of the road. There's lots of roads, and usually every road is connected to more roads. So I think that I don't think that we've lost interest in infrastructure in the country to the point where we no longer construct roads, because a recent study in 2022 found that almost 100% of people who own automobiles use roads as their primary form of automotive surface travel. So, I mean, when you declare the end of road as we know it in America, I don't think your declaration is reflective of the actual data on infrastructure spending, nor is it reflective of actual automotive owner behavior patterns. So you might want to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
Wrecking that overly tricked up Audi SUV you're driving down the parking lot.
That's true. We do share a parking lot with the Mavericks. So
it just meant the end of the season.
That's what you drive. Well, that was pretty ugly on Friday in Memphis. Quite a finale.
Well, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think that's a trim level offered by GMC on their popular Canyon, Sierra, Acadia, and Yukons. I mean, I don't know why you're bringing up an upscale trim level on a domestic automobile while I'm still dealing with the end of our season. So,
well, that no, it's finale, not Denali.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Denali. I'm looking at a GMC website right now, and it says Denali, so I think I should know. I mean, because I rolled one time when I was crying and listening to Tony Braxton cranked on 11. Hold on a second. Hey, Nico, this heavyset guy I'm talking to on the phone and that Randy Rogers hates thinks that it's a GMC finale.
Okay. No, it's the end of the season I was talking about. That was the finale.
He's still insisting on it.
You're talking to Nico?
The end of the season.
This is Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us. Okay, now, jeez. And maybe this is one for Nico, too. This franchise now has the very tough task this offseason of trying to win back the fans. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, you know, you have to ask yourself, I mean, how would somebody other than us have all of our fans already and that they could bet in a poker game against us? I mean, who's playing for our organization in the poker game, and how would that person be able to push all those into the center of the table? I mean, that's a lot of fans going to fit on one poker table. You're going to push them forward when you got a good hand, and you haven't even specified whether you're talking Texas Hold'em, 5-card draw, 7-card stud, Omaha, Raz. I mean, your lack of specificity is just really appalling.
I was kind of thinking that, too.
Unless you're talking about a different kind of fan, like a folding Chinese fan or a 52-inch Hunter fan with a built-in remote control that has full reverse on the remote. I mean, that may be something we could look into.
No. The affection of the fans, not the fans. Never mind.
Well, what a long season. The trade, all the games missed to injuries. Are you just going to disappear for a while?
What? How could I disappear? You mean I couldn't see my own reflection in a mirror anymore?
No, what I meant was...
Oh, my God, you're giving me a heart attack. What are my kids going to think if all of a sudden I'm translucent, or worse, transparent, or worse, even completely gone? All my kids, they're not going to have a father. At least they won't have one that has an embodied voice. I'm really nervous now. I got to go see a witch doctor to figure out how to not disappear.
Oh, no.
Take some time off. That's all I was talking about.
Well, I think you really scared
him. I guess so. He's gone.